העבודה שלנו הרוחנית היא בנויה על זה שאנחנו מתעלים כל פעם.
Our spiritual work is based on us working on the ego that awakens within us every time anew from beneath by the Rishimot, and our connection is done in accordance with the slogan "Love covers all crimes." The ego it evokes, and we atop it make a connection. And it doesn't matter that down below there are different arguments, hatred, rejection, repulsion, different old calculations. It doesn't matter. It all comes so from above on purpose. For us to discover and increase the force of unity ever more on the hatred and rejection, repulsion that is growing all the time. Meaning, we need for the force of the ego to reveal in us every time in a more acute manner, because without that we'll have nothing over which to increase the force of our unity. How can we help each other advance in this direction? Please. How can we help each other overcome the ego that constantly wants to separate us? You'll start talking and suddenly you'll hear answers from second, from the third, from everyone all around the table. Suddenly in their words, you'll feel the answers and you will reach a consensus, a unity. You'll reach one opinion. How do we help each other transcend the ego? Go above the ego.
אתם יכולים להשתמש בכל מיני.
You can use different things that are known to you from the group and practice about things that are going on here and there. You can talk about these things. How would you do it in the past? You didn't know, and now you do. So, how should you correct this?
Person doesn't want to work in a group.
יכול לעזר על ידי חברים.
How can I be aided by the friends or by the group in order to transcend my ego that gives me weakness, lack of any interest in spiritual advancement? How can I be aided by the friends or the entire group? How can I get help, be aided by the friends or the entire group in order to transcend states of weakness and lack of interest towards spiritual advancement?
progress. The
second question. Can we see the sketch? What I have here on my drawing board. This is the work in three lines. At first, the ego increases at first. It rises. It increases in us. We have to take it above the ego, to the right side, to the connection, to the light, to the group, the light. Above it, to draw the situation, and then connect these two states, both the ego and the force of the group, together. And by that, we already build the state called neshama, soul, the spiritual state. How do we do that in practice? How do we work in three lines in practice? On the one side, the ego, on the other side, the force of the group, and connect them together in order to form us in a new state. Start talking about it, and you'll see that you'll come to the right answer. As a result of the force of the light that evokes from within. It's good to see the sketch. It's good to look at it.
How do we work in three lines in the group?
Specifically, by the disturbances, we rise to the corrected most state. How? By the increasing evil that is revealed in us, do we rise to the Creator? How does the evil help us rise up to the Creator?
Evil
means that which separates between us. Evil means that which separates us, and only that is called evil. How? Through the increasing separation, do we get a chance to approach the Creator? How, through the increasing sense of evil, how does it help us approach the Creator?
עכשיו כל שולחן מקבל
now every table whoever wants to has the possibility to say a sentence or two about what's happening, how do they feel this discussion, easy or hard, does it scrutinize anything or does it show that we're still not that much in control of things, did it cause further connection or did it leave us perplexed? The exercise was very hard. It's like suppose you finished 5 grades in school and suddenly you're given a test, you know, like taking the final exams on your final year. Really, that's how it is. It's on purpose. We did it so on purpose in order to give you a bit space forward for you to know that this is how the work is. It's like a child that sees like an airplane or a truck or something big. He can't come to that, but he has like a dream, something up ahead. It's like a kind of a gap that's before a person where he knows that this is the work, these are the states that he has to reach, that it's still ahead of him. It doesn't leave him in front of a wall, facing the wall. This is why I performed this exercise with you, and how did you feel it? Please, every table, a few minutes. And if you don't want to, you don't have to. Please raise your hand. Who wants to? No one. Besides women. Quickly. We don't have time. Quickly. One or two sentences.
Yeah, we tried to answer the question, but we were heavier. And we can say that we try to go in the same feeling of yesterday, but it's not possible because it's another feeling.
Emet. True.
True.
No.
Okay, from the other side. Or this side, please go ahead quickly.
We learned that we're all having different, or like a rush of different states of different emotions, of different feelings. But this workshop is helping us to realize, I think it's made me and everybody at my table realize exactly how important that the group is. It's like brought a new importance of the group to us all.
Please, ma'am. No.
In our group, the questions definitely increased the level of separation, and there was a huge struggle with the definition of what is a group. So we need a clearer definition of what it means to have a group.
Yeah, fair.
Good.
התחלתם לגלות,
you started to discover, started to find out that the foundations, the bases, aren't that clear yet. That's excellent.
We found that it is kind of difficult to try to answer some of the questions, but through the effort that we each put in into trying to rise above and clarify the answers, we discovered how important it is for the group, you know, to be a part of the group in order to clarify these kind of things, and that's the only way that we can do it.
That all scrutinies are only in the group. All the work, the connection, the creator, the soul, everything is revealed only in the group. That's very good. if I'll ask my friends, what did we just talk about? No one can remember, and I'm sure. But what's left is the feeling. And the feeling is that we as if understand that we're capable of connecting. That's what's left, this feeling.
Here in our group, at our table, some of the things that we came to realize through the questions is, first of all, as a group, we have to have a covenant together, a promise to stay going towards the goal. And as long as we can maintain that, then the ego will always be a tool that we can use together to rise. And it's going to increase our qualities and in a quantity state.
Well, we faced a lot of opposition. The answers that were said in the group were correct, but we were not able to go beyond the typical seeming cliche. We faced a lot of opposition.
I don't even know if I can express in words the force and the power that each one of these men put into this group, because of course things were hard. Of course people want to correct each other, and we got into a whole mess of that, a whole bunch of arguments and confusion, but every single person didn't give up. They didn't stand with their judgments against the other person. They submitted themselves and they said, you know what, I'm wrong. The group is bigger than me. It's something huge. It has the force of the Creator in it. And I'm almost in tears because these guys, every single one of them, put forth that effort and they submitted themselves. And it's very inspiring.
A lot of what our group got out of the whole thing was that we realized that some of us are newer and some of us have been here for a while, but we're all equally as important because the older guys have to pull up the younger guys, and the younger guys are trying. It's a connection that they need our desire for them to advance. And I'm starting to understand that, and I'm starting to really feel the connection. And me and a couple other of the guys in my group are brand new. It's our first convention, and we really appreciate everybody helping us out because we don't really know how to feel, how to act, how to behave. So I guess this is the first time that the group has set an example for me. Thank you.
I came into this with the same expectations of last night, and I was sorely mistaken. I learned that the group is not a physical where I am and who I'm with. It's the dream, and I was taught that if I lift my head into this dream, in this cloud, the reality of the group is... it's huge, and it's beautiful, and I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you.
I repeat, on purpose, I gave you a very hard exercise. I didn't give it in any other place. You're the first. But in order to show everyone that up ahead there is a next step we have to reach, not to behave like in the past, how do we behave or did behave towards each other in the group or in the present, how do we arrange things now, but how are we building the soul? We take the ego, grab it, not that it grabs us. We carry ourselves, we drag ourselves to the group with the ego, submit ourselves toward the group, demand the group to influence me. So I scrutinize my ego with the force of connection with the by the force of the connection in the group, and I start scrutinizing a new degree inside myself, and instead of darkness, light appears before my eyes. I finish that very moment, boom, again the ego, again I have to drag myself forcefully, barely, to the group, to incorporate, to wait for the light to influence me forcefully, but in a group, in connection, under the friends, and again a new degree awakens and light prevails darkness. And that's how we rise. This is how, atop the drop of seed, we add the shape of an embryo until we're born. But before birth, there are labor pains, problems, trouble, great pressure, until we come out into the new world. Like a baby who's born into the world. So this work, it's actually the whole basis of our foundation. We have to scrutinize many things here. So this picture, when it already starts before, appears before us somehow, it gives you air. A person knows toward what he's headed.
Well, when we got the question, we were all sort of looking at each other and we didn't really know what to answer. And quite rightly, all the answers came. And as a proof that we are one, we are just one, and we have to always be in an intention of that. Without the group, we are nothing at all. So, yeah.
The lady speaks correctly. She says the truth. If we're only talking about us being one all the time, atop all the different states, we reach a correction and we don't need any great knowledge or wisdom.
I'm left speechless after the perfect description that you gave, because that's exactly what we felt, is that there is a great unknown, but a great potential state, a very difficult task, even though theoretically we were able to present the topic in a very difficult manner, but at the same time it was difficult to get the practical work out of it. And every time personally when I was wanted to say something, I couldn't find exactly what to give to my group because everything has already been given to me. And now all I have to do is make that effort to put myself in their hands. As to say, annul yourself entirely before the group. And let listening be my guide, because he's speaking to me entirely at all times. Now I have to make the effort to correct myself or throw myself in their hands and listen to directly, not just hear, but listen entirely, completely.
Yofi. Shambatov Volai.
Maybe there in the end.
No?
Okay. All right. Well, just like most of us, we were kind of befuddled and bewildered about the question, and I don't think that we really answered it among us, but I think in the end what we really came to is that the group is our life, right? That's where we live. And even a thought of being separate is difficult for us. So all we need is to be this unified whole together.
It appears that our contributions in the workshop are becoming more refined with rifle precision. Less words are being used, but the impact continues to grow. I can't help but get the impression that with enough experience, maybe words may not be necessary any longer, that we just look in each other's eyes and we feel the contribution. So I look forward to that.
Okay, where is the... I'm asking Chaim Ratz to come on stage. And where are the books? Why isn't everything ready? Where are the books? I want to say a few things. A. There's a group here presenting itself. There's a group here that takes care of people that are in prison, meaning they work with people in prison. So whoever wants to help them, please turn to them according to the information that they have on the flyer, on the postcard. About the books, I'd like to say a few words. A book is a spiritual definition. There are e-books, there are books in different other forms, like audiobooks. It's not a substitute for a book. This is what conveys spirituality. And it's barely impossible to exchange this by reading off the screen. Nevertheless, you have to have a book next to you. A physical book. In correspondence with root and branch, there is a force to it closer to the soul than in the electronical version. You'll see that later, but for the time being, it's good for you to listen. This is why I am all for books. Even though that today you can, you know, put everything into one small tiny box, a million books. No, it's not the same. Read books from books. Read the books out of the book, the physical book. And give them as presents to your relatives. Make a small library at home that you can give these books and get them back for reading. 5 or 10 books that you'll constantly give someone to read. It's excellent dissemination. It's a very good present for friends and for relatives. Try to have books. It's really like some kind of a source of light at home. Don't disregard it. Don't think that a computer can exchange that. And our friend, Chaim Ratz, he is actually the person preparing all of our books. All that you see in English, that's him. Let's hear what he'll tell us.
Okay, so we, can you hear me? Yeah. So we have four books to present, four new books to present. The first two books, you know, we've been talking about mutual guarantee and all that, and how we disseminated 99%. Well, the first two books that I want to present, that's exactly what they give you, right? You see it? Right. It's called A Guide to the New World. Now this basically is a book that talks about the mutual guarantee and how we're all responsible for one another. It explains why, how we can resolve it, what we need to do about it. It gives you the reasoning. It's all based on science with tons of scientific references from very well-known scientists. So it gives you scientific support to exactly what we've been learning and practicing now in this Congress. If you use this book, if you read it and study it, you will know what to say, how to communicate with people who do not study Kabbalah, who don't understand the concept of mutual guarantee, interdependence, and all that. It gives you the explanation that you need. The benefits of the new economy over here. Right. The benefits of the new economy is basically 13 standalone essays about the integral economy, the global situation in the economy, but it gives you different aspects from the aspect of unemployment, social security, finance, international trade and all that. And it explains how we're all interconnected and how only by working together can we resolve the situation in the global crisis. Now again, if you talk to people on the outside and you don't know what to say to them, you cannot cope with their arguments, this book and A Guide to the New World will give you what you need in order to be able to communicate, to be able to handle yourself in situations when talking to the 99%. We all want to become, I'd say, ambassadors, representatives of mutual guarantee. We need to know how to be able to communicate. Another new book, now the next two books are Kabbalah books. This one is just excerpts from the Zohar. It's called Let There Be Light, and it's all excerpts from the book of Zohar. You know, we study the Zohar every day, Zohar for all. And these are all excerpts from the Zohar. You treat it like a Shamati book. Yeah? You just open it. You read it whenever you want. Wherever you open it is fine. You just read it. You focus your mind. You go back to the intention. And you keep going. It's a beautiful book. It's all short excerpts. Beautiful. Now we're saving the sweetest for last. The Kabbalist finally is out. Now, The Kabbalist is a novel, a cinematic novel, written by Semyon Vinokur, which describes the life of Bar HaSulam, Rav Yehuda Ashlag, author of the Sulam Commentary on the Zohar, He is really the source of everything we study here. He is the source of the dissemination that we do. He is the source of the ideology. And the man's life was just a fascinating story. And it's told in a fascinating way. You don't need to have a point in the heart to love this story. It's just beautifully written. And it's just a gem. Now, another word. Where's the dead Spigler? Oh, dead. Leah, where are you? Here. Now, I want to give special thanks and special apology to Oded Spiegler, because what he did with this book is he took the translation that we had and he made it accessible for every American to be able to read it and feel like it's not a translation, but that was actually written in English. Except when we designed the book, we forgot to put his name in there in the credits. So, Oded, our apologies. You deserve it. And by the way, when we say we forgot, I mean I forgot. Just to set the record straight. This is truly a book that you read from cover to cover because you can't stop reading it once you start. All right? So enjoy and disseminate. And Rav is now signing the books. So he will be outside, right outside the hall, okay, signing the books. Go get the books and go get them signed.